from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
They're longtime friends.
Let me tell you something real quick about Dibs that I'm sure not everybody knows.
And first-time partners.
Hang in there, big guy. There'll be brighter days ahead.
Now these two homegrown Bay Area boys finally come together to take over sports talk.
Get the hell off of my doorstep.
Major League Baseball, you stink.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, that's my question. Is there anything you can do to save this? And when I say this, I'm talking to each and every one of you. Is there anything? Is there any, like, paint the scenario. Is there any way that he can get this back?
Yes.
How?
They make the playoffs and they win a series, or God forbid they win two series and they go to the NLCS. Yeah, this thing is salvageable. They would have to Go on a run. If they wind up the year at 87 and 75, and then they win a series, and they win another series, and they're among the last four teams playing baseball. I mean,
87 and 75 means they go 38 and 20 the rest of the way.
Right.
That's incredible baseball.
What I'm saying is that would be the kind of a run that could save it for Farhan Zaidi.
Okay.
And, you know, this dream rotation that we've all been waiting for turns out to be dreamy. And it's Ray and Snell and Webb and Harrison, and maybe it's Birdsong, maybe Cobb shows up, maybe it still is Jordan Hicks, whatever. You go on a pitching run for the ages, and you start winning games 2-1, 3-1, 3-2, 3-0, 4-1, and you go on that kind of a run, and you climb the standings, and you make the playoffs, and you win a series. I do think all of that would add up to him being able to survive it. But short of that, I think he's in real trouble.
Okay. Okay. You know.
I mean, it's a long shot.
Well, of course.
No doubt.
All right. So what would you do right now if you were him? Because the funny thing is we're sitting here. This is a traditional moment where the Giants are in a sell spot. They are 6 games under .500. They have assets that people would really want, assets who are expiring. Quick aside, a lot of you have got to stop yelling names out that don't make sense right now. I hear there's way too much of this.
Like Logan Webb.
Yeah, like a lot.
Trade Webb. No.
I think there's a lot of people that are having a hard time understanding what sell means. Sell doesn't mean I'm so mad I'm going to napalm this entire clubhouse and start from scratch. That means you're waiting another 5, 6, 7 years. What are you doing? No. People who are young and under contract for many years to come and are good, that's who you don't trade, okay? So stop throwing out the entire roster when you go, here's who the Giants should sell. But if you want to talk about Blake Snell and you want to talk about Conforto and Chapman and maybe some of the relievers, the reason Duvall is in there and Logan Webb is not is because Duvall has pitched very poorly and has rubbed people the wrong way. And therefore, he's a carrot that maybe you could get something for because you don't want him to be a big part of your future. That's why you hear people putting Duvall in there, including me. But you're in a very traditional sell spot. But what you just said, I think, is what most people believe, and I do too, which means that, Farhan, if you do sell, you're also selling yourself. You are completing your fate. You are finishing the picture. You are closing the casket. Sorry, I don't want to get too dramatic here.
Jeez.
You're it's done. You're admitting long-term failure, not short-term. You're admitting, and when has Farhan ever done this now? You're admitting your way didn't work. It didn't work.
Well, unless he gets assurances that he can sell and keep his job, and that would be behind closed doors, and I don't get the sense that that's going to be the way that this goes. And I don't think either way that he would be allowed the leniency to go out there and buy. So if you go to the front office and say, look, you know, I want to buy this player. I want to bring in Jazz Chisholm. We need a shortstop, and he can put us over the hump. He already told you that the team would let him know if they were going to play well enough to be a buy candidate, and they have not played well enough to be a candidate to go out there and buy a piece. So I'm with you. Would you go out there and then sell and basically give up on the year? You could probably get a lot back, especially because there aren't that many sellers, true sellers out there.
Seller's market.
Right. And you have three or four players who legitimately could go out there and help. Lamont Wade Jr. could go out there, a guy who is good on base. He could go be a Yankee. And Snell could maybe be a Yankee. Or Doval could go somewhere and be a back-end guy. Not necessarily a closer, but go be a high-leverage eighth-inning pitcher for somebody. Robbie Ray is a guy who's getting healthy at the right time. Maybe he's somebody you could sell. Chapman, great defensive infielder, somebody who can theoretically provide you some power.
I mean, each one of these is on its own conversation, to be honest with you, because that's how teams will look at it. I know as a Giants fan, you may sit there and go, Snell and Chapman and Wade and Doval and Robbie Ray and Alex Cobb, well, each of them carry their own situation contractually. I'd be shocked if the Giants traded Lamont Wade. He's got another year on his deal, and he's incredibly, incredibly cheap. So I would be shocked if the Giants traded Lamont Wade.
Plus, you don't have a lot of first basemen in the organization.
Right. As evidenced by when he got hurt.
Right.
So, okay, who's cheap? Who's controlled beyond this year? Robbie Ray is very expensive over the next 2 years. Now, you also have control of him over the next 2 years. If he opts in, which you think he has 2 years at 25 mil per for two more years after this year, but he's got to opt into it. Okay, well, is he going to opt into it? I would guess it's probably likely. I don't know that there's anything Robbie Ray could do just for the rest of this year that's going to make another team want to sign him to a two-year, $50 million contract. That feels risky for a guy coming off of TJ. So I don't know how much of an appetite there's going to be for Robbie Ray. Michael Conforto's an easy one, but what are you going to get back? Not much. Blake Snell is probably the prize. That's the one who right now is pitching in a way that would make him get a nice contract in the offseason, opt out of his contract to be a free agent, but therefore, again, that's a rental. So what are you going to get back there? I mean, the irony in this whole thing is if you do sell, you're trusting Farhan Zaidi, ironically,
right,
to be the one who goes out and assesses who the great prospects are that you're getting in return. And people will celebrate if the Giants sell, and you're going to get a name back that you've never heard of and may never be a Giant. So that's why I would predict this. I think that selling is the right thing to do. Buying makes even less sense, but both of them sort of present a conundrum to the current front office. So what you're going to get is neither. Or little dabbles of both.
That's probably more likely.
Michael Conforto for whatever. And then, you know, your marginal acquisitions also, like they've already done the last couple of days.
Yes, and he's big on little dabbles of both.
Yeah.
That's kind of what he's always done, is dabbles of both. And I think you're right, when it comes to buying, that makes less sense, because really the math is there, but can you make the math matter? Probably not. You haven't shown any ability to go on a real run. You've won four in a row twice, and outside of that, you haven't had any real stretch of 11 of 14 or, you know, 17 and 5 over 22. You haven't had that real block of 3 weeks of, like, wow, okay, this is who you are. This is who you could be. You're on a run. You're climbing the standings. Let's ride. Or as you like to say, it's time to boogie.
It's time to boogie.
And they are yet to be able to boogie. They're a step slow. They're out of rhythm, whatever you want to say. So the buying feels like a fool's errand, but the sell, you don't have a guy in Farhan Zaidi, I think, who has the gravitas or the comfortability to go out there and sell, unless he goes to the Johnsons again and says, hey guys, like he did last year, look, here's my plan. We're going to spend. We're going to get the young guys up here. We're going to be better. Does he have the ability to go to the front office again and say, look, I want to sell, but here's my plan for next year. P.S. Keep me around for another year. I feel like we're close, guys. Please don't fire me. Let me sell. I don't think that they're going to let him sell at this point because he's in a lot of trouble.
Well, he needs both. He needs both. What he needs is, for instance, to pull off a Blake Snell trade and get a prospect that people are told that we should be excited about. And then he needs the rest of the team to go out and play well. And like, play really well. And in theory, there are enough starting pitchers that that could happen. That could happen. Nobody knew that Hayden Bird, like, what if Hayden Birdsong just gets a rotation spot for the rest of the year? What if he does well with it? And you put Birdsong with the return of Cobb, and you've still got Robbie Ray, and you've still got Kyle Harrison, and you've still got Logan Webb. Like, he could sell and then still put out a product that in theory has the exact same opportunity to quote-unquote do the math as what they would with Blake. So that's what he needs. That's what he needs, and it's very, very unlikely.
You're threading the needle there.
Yeah, you do know what's going to happen, right? Oh, they're winning these four games.
They're not winning all four.
They're winning the four games.
Well, they're going to win three of the four.
They're going to win four games, at least three, solely so that we get back here Monday and there's going to be yelling and screaming about it because we're going to go into Monday and what is it, midday Tuesday?
Yep.
Is that what it is?
1 o'clock, I think.
1 o'clock on Tuesday. Yeah. So they'll be yelling and screaming about it. And no matter what happens against the Colorado Rockies on the road, I mean, you want to talk about something that should not shape your opinion. It would be what you do against the Colorado Rockies here at Oracle Park. That should not shape your thinking.
But
it might.
But it will. No, it will if they sweep it.
Of course they're going to sweep it.
Yeah, I mean,
of course they are.
That's kind of foolish to even think of course they are because they don't. First of all, they've had trouble with Colorado this year. Relative to how bad Colorado is, and a lot of that's been there.
Not here they didn't.
And you have a doubleheader, and the likelihood of sweeping a doubleheader is not great. I don't know the exact math of it, but it feels like at least 75% of doubleheaders are splits, and 25% are sweeps. So you're asking for four wins in 3 days as a team that hasn't really been able to do that for the most part all year. I would take the under on four wins against Colorado.
I'm just trying to, it's an election year, so I'm trying to fact check you right now. Have they had trouble with the Colorado Rockies?
Relative to what the Rockies are,
well,
was my statement.
Prior to the series last week where the Giants lost 2 of 3, the Giants were 5-1 against the Rockies. So this year they are 6-3, and they are 3-0 here in this building. They are 3-0
against the Rockies.
Against the Rockies in San Francisco.
Okay.
And in fact, if you remember back, that's when, remember how you said the longest win streak all year has been four games? It happened twice, and it was right up against each other. It was in a period of 9 games. They had 2 4-game win streaks with a loss tucked in between, and that one loss was that crazy game in Pittsburgh where Duvall just completely cratered and they lost in 10 innings, 7-5. Marco Luciano's kicking things over at shortstop. Remember that? Okay, they had won 4 in a row going into that road trip. Then they lost that game, and they won 4 more in a row right after it. They'd won 8 of 9, and tucked into that was a 3-game sweep of the Rockies. And in those 3 games, Dan Dibley, they scored 28 runs.
Oh, boy.
28 runs.
They haven't scored 28 runs since the break.
That's over 9 per game.
It's huge.
Oh, they going to sweep this series. You watch.
Care to make a little bet on that?
Sure.
I
probably need like a tiny bit of odds.
Oh, boy.
Come on. I'm calling a 4-game win streak in 72.
You've said it 7 times.
Yeah.
And you need to hedge with odds?
I mean,
we could talk about it.
We could talk. I'm just negotiating. It's just my first offer.
I like it.
All right. How's everybody doing? We doing okay?
It's a Friday.
Happy Friday. We're sponsored by Meineke Car Care Centers. 888-957-9570. Is there anything that this guy can do to change your mind? Anything? Don't kill the messenger, just ask him the question. It's Willard and Dibs.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
We're on Twitch and YouTube. Did you know that? You can look at us.
Oh, yeah, you can.
We look back at you.
Yeah.
Gets super creepy.
Glad that thing was off during the commercial. It's a Friday. We're having fun.
Oh, my God.
We laugh. We cry.
You know, I still want to do someday. I want to do my podcast idea. The breaks.
Well, Guru wants fewer podcasts, so we can't do a podcast.
No, man. He took it out on podcasts today.
But he's right.
Well, he's right about Sebastian Telfair.
I didn't even see it or hear it, nor do I want to, but that was just disgusting.
He's also right that, like, some of you texted in, and you're also right that it's like, I love that we're going to come down Sebastian Telfair's road.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Because he's disrespectful to Kobe's remaining family for talking about things that Kobe used to do when he was alive, as if those things are also not unbelievably disrespectful to your family.
Right.
Just thought I'd throw for equal time.
No, it's fair.
Like, you know.
But the idea of...
You don't want that subject to come up? Don't do that subject.
Exactly. But for Sebastian Telfair to try to...
Awful.
You know...
Awful.
Make his name on the backs of a deceased man's extramarital relationships, that's a little bit sleazy.
To me, I feel comfortable with this, doing what we do, because obviously our job, other people get talked about a lot. However, when it comes to personal stuff... You know, like the only thing I can cite in recent years would be Andrew Wiggins. I got no interest. I spent 0.0 minutes on the internet trying to search out his girl and all these rumors that everybody wanted to throw around about what was going on with Andrew. I got no interest in that, man. That's not for us. It's not for us. So that'd be my only thing about a podcast or anyone else. Like, just understand when it's private business versus public business. Keep the private business off the damn air.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's fair.
Anyway.
It's fair. I mean, we talk about athletes, and we should talk about athletes doing athletic things.
You know? Like, unless they sort of want... Like, Fred Warner brought his baby to practice today. My daughter saw it immediately. She's so all over social media and, like, cannot stop with 49er content. She loves it. Like, I think it was the first thing she said to me today. She comes upstairs for breakfast. Dad, Fred brought his baby. He brought Bo to practice. Isn't he cute?
That's
Look at
cool.
Bo.
I didn't
Look
see Bo.
And I'm like, okay, now we can talk about Bo. Just for a minute. I'm not going to get too far up into Bo. And Fred was on last week, and we asked him about Bo. Fred want to show Bo to the cameras? Okay, let's take a look at Bo.
Right.
Coochie, coochie, coo. Let's move on.
Cute.
That's
like
all.
Debo's son, right? The cutest kid in the history. Don't tell my daughter,
in
but
history.
Debo's kid.
Your daughter ain't far behind.
No, also too. But I mean, 2-year-olds doing 2-year-old things. If you want to, you know, get your kid on the Netflix dock receivers, then the kid's on the dock.
The kid's on the dock.
Right.
Put him on the dock. Twitch.tv/957thegame, YouTube.com/957thegame. It's all powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Let's go right to the phones. I would love to hear from you on this. Is there anything, I think there are like a bunch of ways you can approach this conversation and go well beyond the whole, like, what should the Giants do over the next 5 days? Is there anything Farhan can do? Like, I don't know anybody who's like, yeah, Farhan is my guy. I was probably the last one, so that's why I don't know anybody. But I don't know anybody who is like, yes, this feels like something that the Giants should keep doing. But is there anything that could change that? Is there anything Farhan could do right now to change your mind about him? 888-957-9570. And especially for those of you where the answer is no, like, when's the moment that he lost you? When's the moment, if there is one, where you're like, okay, I don't like how this feels anymore? I'll tell you mine. It was when the conversation turned to the city of San Francisco. That was for me. For me, that was when I was like, wait a minute, what? Why are we...
And that was 2 off seasons ago?
Yeah, and then Buster did it last off season, and it was like, so again, I'm not even... If smart people are saying it's true, it must be, and there are big leaguers and non-big leaguers who do think things about San Francisco, and that's fine. But my point wasn't even that subject matter. My point was, why are you saying that into a microphone? What? Why would you
Doesn't
do
help.
That?
Right.
Well, it's a clear cop-out. It's a clear cop-out.
And the only one we've ever heard say it was Seiya Suzuki, right? Who he said that, you know, he didn't really want to come to San Francisco. It wasn't about the homeless per se, but it was just about the city in general.
Right.
He didn't want to come here.
And I don't even know if he said it. It was a report that his wife wasn't terribly comfortable with the idea of living in San Francisco, and he was an urban guy, meaning he wanted to live in the city. Like most baseball players, you want to ask, hey, sweetie, where do you want to live? I don't know, Lafayette, Walnut Creek? Like, I mean, you don't need...
Hillsborough.
Right. Nobody's like, if you play for the Giants, you have to live in the Tenderloin. It's a rule.
Right.
Like nobody... So I don't even... I never understood why it was relevant, and I thought even sillier to make it public, because then it turns into a thing. Then it gets Fox Newsified.
Exactly.
And I just thought that that was a very, very strategic mistake. And when I started not feeling good about the process, if you will.
I don't know if there's one moment that I could think about that had me kind of, quote, lose Farhan or turn on Farhan. It's just been a long series of roster churn. And I don't mind a roster churn if it's going to lead to something, greatness. And he's had many, many moves that have worked out. And I could bring up the internet article of the 77 Farhan trades all ranked. And you can rank them 1 through 77. And I think there have been more than that.
Yeah, but now there's 79, I think. But anyway,
go ahead. Or maybe 80 or 81.
Whatever.
I don't even know how old the article is. But the point is the roster churn. And a couple of years ago, they had 94 different players play on the Giants in 1 year. And that for me becomes a turnoff. And if you're going to win 95 games a year and be a real threat to win the whole thing, then it's less annoying. But when you're a 500 club with guys I've never heard of, guys getting pinch hit after hitting home runs, and I know he's not the manager, but he kind of is. It's the tinkering without really an eye for the humanity that goes into baseball, turning this into a faceless series of numbers, yep, and analytics. That's been the thing that's kind of been a slow draw for me away from far off.
Well, and you know this about me. I try to take my cues from people who really, really know. Because, and we've talked about this before, like, I get it. We're fans, we're media, we're allowed to just have fun with this. But I think it's important to acknowledge that in any particular situation, small or large, we don't know everything that's going on. Even a play call. Shanahan, you idiot, you threw it there. Well, but did he mean to throw it there? Or did the quarterback do that? Like, I don't know. I don't know everything. And so I take my cues a lot from what I see and hear is going on inside the stadium. In 2021, I had players literally say on the air, "In Farhan, we trust. In Farhan, we trust." And then there's a bleed over into 2022 because of what had happened in 2021, even though that year didn't go well. I don't hear that anymore. I think the clubhouse thinks he doesn't know what he's doing when it comes to baseball, which is the part that matters. You know what I mean? I still think Farhan's a nice dude. I still think he's not the dork that all of you, like, he's not. He's not. He's an easy person to talk to be around. He's not an evildoer. He's not trying to be an agent of the Dodgers or all the fun and silly and offensive stuff that people say about him. He's not any of those things. He has a philosophy that his heels are really, really dug in on, and it has now burned him. It's burned him in the butt big time. And I think that right now, in this moment, the baseball people, everyone who wears a uniform, whether they're 21 or 61, I think at least has a little bit of eye roll when they point upstairs. Front office, those guys.
Yeah, and that's not good.
That's what I hear and see.
The last 3 years since 2021, they are a minus 58 combined in run differential, and they're 10 games below 500. So that's been where you've been, and that's not a small sample now.
Nope.
That is over 400 games, and you've been sub 500. You give up more runs than you score, and it's been through a variety of different pitchers, different hitters, roster churn, new manager, and all the rest of it. And the one constant has, outside of Logan Webb, has been Farhan Zaidi. And even Logan Webb, I think you can kind of see it. I see it wearing on him a little bit.
Sure.
And that's why you see him, after every start that doesn't go well, like, taking the blame and taking more of the blame and more of the pressure than he probably should. And I think that he's feeling the burden of what's gone on these last 3 years.
Let's go to Frank and Moran. Hi, Frank. Thank you for calling. What's going on?
Oh, hi. How are you?
Oh, great. Bigger question is, how are you, dude?
I'm doing.
Well, that was one of the best calls we've ever had.
Just rack that guy.
Frank, are you still there?
Frank, did we lose you?
Okay.
All right, Frank.
I don't know. Tough act to follow.
Yep.
888-957-9570.
If we were doing mornings, we could have flushed him, which would have been fun.
Listen, if you call a sports radio show and the first word out of your mouth is, oh, that's never a good sign.
Yeah, you should probably be ready.
Don't be surprised when you call us and then we go to you 25 minutes later. Anyway,
you could be ready.
Yeah.
That's fine.
You're allowed to be ready.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you're allowed to call in and try to do better than Frank. 888-957-9570.
Well, is there anything he can do? Is there anything he can do? You know, your answer was an interesting one. I think we get to a spot where, you know, small sample size sort of takes over everything that we're talking about. I think if you just pan back a little bit, it's absurd to think about these next 3 days mattering in the big picture. But they do. That's kind of absurd. I think I can make, by extension, the same point about the rest of the year. Why would, let's say they do go on a winning streak. Let's say they win 85 games. Say they get that third wild card. And then, I don't know, mess around and make some noise in the playoffs.
Yeah, win the series, maybe two.
Oh, so now you're in on Farhan's process?
Of course.
You are. Do you mean that for real?
I do mean that for real.
My issues go well back before this season, my issues would remain. Winning streak or not.
My issues...
Winning 10 in a row, I still have a problem with some of the way that things are being executed.
I get that.
Right? And I have a fewer baseball problems than most with Farhan.
And I can see that. Yeah. But at the end of it, for me, it's about results. And I do think that Farhan was charged this year with certain things. Spend money, and which he did. And, you know, Jung-Hoo Lee gets hurt. Not his fault. He brought in a pitcher late who got hurt twice. Not really his fault. Although I think that, you know, when you sign a guy in March and then he gets hurt twice, you kind of could see that coming. You signed a guy who is coming off of Tommy John. So you knew you weren't going to have him until July.
Traded for him.
Right.
And gave up things that you're thrilled they gave up.
Exactly.
Don't forget that.
And that was
now.
Haniger and
DeSclafani. DeSclafani.
And you got back a rehabbing Robbie Ray.
Right.
So great. Great trade.
It was worth it for the one start this week alone.
Agreed.
I mean, right?
I agreed.
Okay.
So as we're looking at the Farhan balance sheet, I do think that he did a lot of the things you wanted him to do. Jorge Soler, we need a slugger. We need a DH. Boom. Here's a guy who was World Series MVP. He could hit you 30. Well, he's probably not going to hit you 30, but he at least was a guy who had a track record. Matt Chapman, we need better defense. And a guy who can hit, and he has hit at times. So I think that Farhan did a lot of the things that he was expected to do, and the fact that the winning hasn't followed, it falls on him, yes, but I don't think that all of it is necessarily his fault.
Couple of lists. What's your list of bad things that have happened this year that aren't his fault?
Bad things that have happened that aren't his fault.
Well,
Jung-Hoo Lee,
okay.
Bad thing that happened,
yeah.
Not his fault.
Adductors for Blake Snell?
Not his fault. Ultimately, the player has to come in and be ready. And if Blake isn't signed until March, it's up to you to have your adductors in place.
How about Wilmer getting old overnight?
Not his fault, but you could probably see that coming. I mean, honestly, if you're...
Could you? He's our best hitter last year.
Right, but he's 32 and, you know, he's got bad knees.
Not that old.
No, but you could see that his body had been breaking down.
Okay. I mean, okay.
I mean, I wouldn't say that that's his fault, but the fact that you have no other option at first base, that's his fault.
Agreed.
So you lose Lamont Wade, and Wilmer gets old, and you got to bring in Roster.
Trenton Brooks.
That was my guy, remember, for like a week. Big Trenton Brooks guy.
Yeah.
But that is your next best first base option. That's his fault.
What about the way Tyro Estrada has played this year?
I don't think that's his fault.
Okay.
Tyro, what, he hit 300 last year? He's been great. Ever since they acquired him, he's been really, really good as a Giant.
Tyro Estrada was somebody who people, was he great? Was that because, this is a career 252 hitter who's hitting 216. But, yeah, if you want a spotlight, last year, Tyro Estrada, 271 with a 731 OPS. The year before, 260 with a 722 OPS, and in somewhat more limited action back in 2021 when the Giants, obviously that was their great year. He only came in and played 52 games, but God, he was fantastic. He hit 273 with an OPS over 800.
Yeah, he's been solid.
He's been nothing but good.
And this year he was hurt a little bit, and he hasn't been good when he's been healthy.
He's been like really bad.
Yeah.
Really bad.
Yeah, I'm sure his WAR is like negative, almost a full point.
Negative half.
Okay, 0.5.
Negative 0.5.
And you've got a lot of guys who are negative WAR, and you know, I think Matt Chapman, you look at what he's done offensively, he's had great stretches, but by and large, he's been a disappointment. Is that Farhan's fault? Well, no, but that's who you tabbed to come in and be, you know, a middle-of-the-order kind of a hitter. And he's been inconsistent.
That's funny. You said you got a lot of negative WAR players. You actually don't. as far as offense is concerned, Tyro is the worst. He's the worst player on the team. And all of the other negative WAR players are at minimum part-time players. Nick Ahmed is a negative WAR player. He'd probably be positive if you used his current stats.
Wow.
But, you know, the Casey Schmitz of the world, Wilmer Flores is negative WAR, Austin Slater, the aforementioned Trenton Brooks, Luis Matos, negative WAR player. Derek Hill, negative war player, even though he has played one game as a Giant. Jackson Reitz, remember him?
Yep.
He is a negative war player. Tom Murphy, negative war player. But that's it. That's it. Even some of the people you're mad at have a positive war. You know what I mean? Marco Luciano's got a positive war. So does David Villar, Kurt Casale, Jorge Soler. These guys all have positive war. So anyway, I understand where you're coming from. Does the list go on? Things that have happened this year that you don't say, well, that's all. How about Jorge Soler? How are we doing there? That one to me is a tweener.
Well, I think that it's his fault because you signed a guy to come in and be better than he's been.
Yep.
So you tabbed Jorge Soler to come in and be your power-hitting DH, and he really hasn't been that. When nobody's on base and you're down by 5 runs, yeah, he'll hit a home run. He'll hit a solo home run to make it 6-2. But in general, he's not producing the way you'd want him to produce. And the idea of him being a leadoff hitter...
Very weird.
Is that a Farhan decision? Is that Bob Melvin? That's one that I'm going to need a little bit more clarity on because, yeah, you get more at-bats for Jorge Soler, but why do you have him leading off?
My understanding... This is my understanding of how the lineup comes together is, yes, it is many people's input, but Bob Melvin does not have the final call. Disagreements are not broken by Bob. Disagreements are broken upstairs.
If that's the case, and I'm going to believe you because you're a pretty well-connected guy and you don't normally shoot from the hip just for the sake of shooting from the hip, if that is in fact true, that's the biggest indictment for me on Farhan Zaidi.
Okay.
You've got Bob Melvin, who I believe has won more than 1,100 games in the regular season. He's managed in many cities, and he's done many things. And I know I always point out that he's third most all-time among managers who haven't won a World Series. Fine. There's a reason why this guy keeps getting jobs. It's because he's good at, wait for it, managing a baseball team. And the idea that the lineup would come from upstairs, and if Bob Melvin's thinking, you know what, I'd love to have Jorge Soler hitting third or fourth. You know what, he'd be a great cleanup hitter. Maybe we have Fitzgerald leadoff, a guy with speed, get on base, steal a bag, Lamont Wade hitting second, gets on base every single time, and then whatever hits third,
Ramos.
Probably Patrick Bailey or Ramos, whatever, and then you got Soler up with two ducks in the pond.
Well, that's how they started
some
the year.
Damage.
That's how they started the year. That's where that's what it was supposed to be. But he doesn't do the damage. You know what I mean? And I know he's been better in the last couple of months than he was early. I know he got a big hit yesterday. He got a fantastic hit yesterday at a very, very clutch moment. That's tremendous. But the overall picture of Jorge Soler, that's been a miss. And oh, by the way, he signed for 2 more years.
Yeah. So
Jorge and his back pocket are not going anywhere.
His highest OPS by batting order position is fifth. He's played there only 8 times, but he's got a 785. His OPS is 740 as the leadoff hitter. Batting sixth, actually, he's done pretty well. That's where he's batted the second most often. His OPS is 772 in the six hole.
I would move him down, but I don't even know what the thought process is. And I know the guys have been asked, and I've never gotten an answer that feels satisfying to me. When you start saying things like, well, he's comfortable there. I'm sorry, what? I don't care what spot you're batting in the order. You stand in the box, and then someone pitches to you. What do you care if you're first, fifth, sixth? I get that there's like who's batting in front of you, who's batting behind you. There's all of those things, but you're first. You're first. Why would that make you, and you're only first once.
Exactly.
Then you're just in the order. Like, you're being paid too much money to be like, yeah, I can only, you know what I mean? I can only come to the plate on Wednesdays. Like, what are we talking about here? No. And so if they've got a better answer for that, I'd love to hear it. I haven't heard it yet. He's comfortable there? Jorge Soler? What are you, 6'5", 260, and you can hit 35 home runs and you want to lead off? What are we doing to the game?
He has an OPS of 970 as the first batter of the game.
No.
That's what I'm looking at.
970?
I'm looking at it.
You mean, but you're talking about just
leading off the game.
Just in that first at-bat.
That first at-bat.
Well,
he is 6 for 22 with 3 doubles, a triple, a homer, and 1 RBI.
Okay.
Leading off the game. First batter of the G.
I mean, that's an incredibly small sample. But,
it is. But it's 24 games.
But okay.
24 times he's led off the game.
I thought you said 6 for 22.
22 at-bats, yeah.
22 at-bats.
A couple of walks in there.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's the sample that they would look at. That's what we would look at and say, that's why he's doing it, and he's comfortable doing it. But for me, the greater point, it's not about the process or the results. It's about, you know, what's going on where the lineup comes from upstairs. That, to me, is troubling. And it doesn't do a lot for what you're talking about, the clubhouse vibe.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and
look. You walk into Bob's office. Hey, Skip, where am I batting today? Let me get back to you.
Yeah.
I'll let you know.
Look, bottom line is he's got 11 home runs. That's not enough. That's not what he was here to do. And he's been an accountability guy, too. I've appreciated Soler saying over and over, I'm not doing my job. And he's right. He's right, but it's time to do the job. Like, the fact that we are at this point in the season. How many games in now? What are we at, 104? 104 games?
Yep.
And the Giants have 4 players with double-digit home runs, and none of them have reached 15 yet. That's wild. We're all asking for 30 home runs. I don't know if anybody's going to get to 20.
Jeez.
Like, what are we... you know? So, anyway, for me, it gets well beyond baseball, and I really do. I try my best to use the people who are a little bit closer to exactly what's going on as a guide. And my vibe, my feel, and I don't think I'm really on a stretch here. Good Lord, you can hear it anytime any Giants broadcaster talks. I think right now, for everybody who is down on a field or in a clubhouse or in a uniform, there is a collective eye roll when you ask them about the process used by the front office. And that, to me, that's bigger than anything. That's bigger than anything, and that's something you can't have.
Exactly.
You can't do that. I don't know how you function as a baseball team doing that. We're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Is there anything that he can do or that can be done that would change your mind about the course of Giants baseball right now? 888-957-9570 is the number. Doc Pandya in an hour. Ramona Shelburne in 2 hours. She spoke to Joe Lacob this week as well. We'll talk to her. The Tua contract is interesting with regard to Brock Purdy, so we can get into that as well. This is Willard and Dibbs.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.